2 Kings chapter number 4. Bible reads like this. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha. Amen. Saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. Notice this. Her husband was a preacher. My. Amen. Bad things happen to good people, don't it?
Right.
And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. In the Bible days, if you owed a debt, the Bible in the book of Proverbs said, the debtor is slave to the lender.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Praise God. Brother Tommy got on some financial issues there a while ago, and I knew what I had here. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? The preacher, the prophet now, her husband had died. She had a lot of bills. She had a lot of debt accumulated. And I'm not going to preach on debt, and I'm not going to preach on bills, but you ought not lay up a bunch of debt for stuff you can't pay for.
Right.
That's good biblical instruction for anybody, especially for a young couple starting off getting married and getting yourself saved. You don't want to put yourself in a financial bind that you'll suffer from for the rest of your life. It's not sound doctrine. It's not good. It's not good financial decisions. Amen.
Right.
That's another message for another time. But believe it or not, the Bible does teach and preach a lot on financial issues. Amen.
Right.
And we ought to be good in our finances, shouldn't we?
Right.
You can get to the place financially so bound that you can't serve God like you need to because you're under so much strain. Amen. And so much financial strain. It'll sap the joy right out of you, won't it?
Right. Right.
So, amen. I just wanted to throw that in while we was on it. Praise God. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? Here's where I'm going to preach from here. And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil.
Woo!
I feel like shouting right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors and empty vessels. Borrow, not a few. That word empty, some believe in underlining, some don't, but I underline, you ought to underline that word. That's very important.
Yeah.
He said, empty vessels. God can't fill a vessel that's already got partial full, half full of you and half full of your ways and what's got you in the mess to start with. God ain't going to start with a half full. He's going to start with an empty vessel.
Thank you, Lord.
My.
Praise God.
Praise God. And go borrow from thy neighbors abroad, all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons. And thou shalt pour out into all these vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Verse number 5. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass that the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said to her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed.
Yeah. Yeah.
My. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. If God would help me for just a few moments here today, I'd like to preach to us that there's not a shortage of the source of power. Amen. I tell you, God still has as much power today as he did in Paul's hour.
Right.
Yeah.
There, God still has as much power today as he did on the day of Pentecost.
Right.
Amen. So there's not a shortage of the source of power. Amen. So where's the shortage lie at? Praise God. I'll tell you where the shortage is. It lies, amen, in a lack of empty vessels.
Right.
Praise God.
Right.
Woo, amen.
Yeah.
When this preacher died, apparently he had left behind a great debt, a big one that seems, possibly even was what helped kill this preacher. Amen. I don't know. But I do believe that stress and debt can kill one. Amen.
Right.
And there is no such thing as an easy payment. I seen the other day, I'm like you, I'm like everybody else. Praise God. I sold my truck during COVID and I got a good price out of it. And I've looked for over a year for another truck because when we all decide to go somewhere, we can't fit in that old blue truck I got a good deal on it from somebody I mow for. So I've been looking for a truck and I seen a place the other day, Brother Earl. It said, buy this vehicle. You know, they have, you know how they do. It said, no payments until, I think it was, what it was up into the next year. Amen. 3 or 4 months, Brother George. No payments till next year. Boy, that sounds good, don't it?
Yeah.
Whew. You know, so that sounds like the devil. Amen.
Yeah.
The devil tells you that. You can have anything you want, and there ain't no payments on it. Praise God. Guess what? The payments are going to show up.
That's right.
Amen. Big Sandy's in them places. They'll do that. Come get you a refrigerator. 12 months, same as cash. And you know, if you don't get that thing paid off by 12 months, they'll suck you with about 25% interest on it.
Yeah, come on.
Woo, come on now.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. The devil charges more than 25%.
Wow.
There ain't God in heaven. Amen. I'm going to take my time because I got a lot of need to preach and I got a little voice to do it with. But the payments will start. You can guarantee that. Amen. The payments are going to start. Sooner or later, the bill's going to come due. The creditor's going to come knocking, and you must pay that bill. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. We're all going to the pauper's field if we don't straighten up, praise God, our financial act. And I don't want to get too deep into this, but I may get into it at a later time. But I read just in the recent weeks that Americans are in more credit card debt today. You know, we've surpassed the billions of dollars. I thought they said Americans were in $1 trillion worth of debt. Isn't that sad?
Oh, Lord.
Woo, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I think they might have combined that between student loans. All these young kids going out and raking up $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 in a, amen, in a left-handed puppetry degree. Praise God. Amen. And you know what? It'll get you in trouble. Praise God.
Yeah,
amen. Trillions of dollars in debt. Amen. I'd like to tell somebody one of these days, somebody's got to pay the bill.
You're right.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, this poor man died in our text and He left the paying the bill up to somebody else, praise God. So his wife was the only one left. It sounds as though they had two young sons, and the creditor came to take her boys. That's what they did in the Bible days. You didn't have the money. You owed an outstanding bill, especially it sounds like as much as this man owed. The creditor said, I'm coming to take your boys. They're going to be my slaves until they work off this bill that your husband owes me, praise God. Well, the widow woman ran up to Elisha, the man of God, and she said, oh, man of God, what am I going to do? Amen. And praise God. Elisha said, don't you have anything in the house to sell? Listen to this. Praise God. Amen. Don't you have anything to sell in your house? And it's sad when you don't have nothing. Praise God. She said, I ain't got nothing in my house to sell. Save some pot. She didn't even say some pots. Amen. She was down to one little pot of oil. Praise God. Woo, glory to God. And she said, that's all I've got. I seen a smile just then come across that old prophet's face. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel the Spirit of God. God can take what you've got and multiply what you've got. Listen to me right here. Amen. I don't know why we think we got to wait till we get in this place and this place. God, I think you can save my family, but this, and this. You don't got to have all that. God can move right where you are. Hey God, he looked at Moses and said, Moses, lead my people out of Egypt. And Moses had all kinds of reasons why he couldn't do it. Amen. But God said, Moses, you can do it. Amen. He got down there and finally it looked like he had stumped up against the Red Sea. Remember that? He couldn't get no further. He said, God, what are we going to do? He said, pray. Amen. And I'm going to part the Red Sea. Moses said, how am I going to do it? Amen. God said, with what you got in your hand. Amen. Hey, I come to tell somebody, I feel the Holy Ghost right here from the top of my head to the sole of my, I felt this all service long. I come to tell somebody, you've got enough in your hand to do what God's calling you to do. You've got enough. You don't have to worry about getting from somebody else, from some, amen, other church, from some other family. You don't need a better job. You don't need another job. You've got what's in your hand. And God said, that's enough to do the job. Why don't somebody raise a hand and kick the devil out of this house right here today? God said, I'm going to move with what you got. Amen. What do you got? She said, the creditor's coming. He's going to take my boys. What do you got? He said, oh, I got some more. She said,
yeah.
He said, that's enough. Glory be to God. Amen. Is there nothing else? Olive oil? Amen. I see a smile come across the old man of God's face. He said, you're going into olive oil business. Amen. Yeah. Hey, God, here's what I want you to do. Elisha said, amen, go borrow some pans. Go borrow some empty vessels. It don't matter how big. It don't matter how small. It don't matter if they're blue or if they're red or if they're purple. It don't matter what color they are. Get every vessel you can get. Go knock on your neighbor's door. I've got a great need, and I need some help with you. Loan me some vessels. It might have been embarrassing, but this woman and her sons went up and down the street, Mother Earl, knocking on doors. Give me whatever vessels you had in the house. And finally they got down, amen, to the house. Praise God. Amen. And got these vessels. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Listen here. That old widow took that pot of oil, just like that old man of God said do. Amen. And shut through the door. Here's just her and her sons. And her sons, and I imagine little small boys, probably like my boys, said, Mommy, what are we going to do? Amen. She said, all I know to do is do what the man of God said. That's all I know to do. He said to shut through the door and take them empty vessels and take the vessel that I have that has something in it and pour into them empty vessels. Praise God. Maybe they said a little prayer. I don't know. The Bible doesn't say. Amen. But you know what she did? She did what the man of God said. She shut the door, Brother Scotty Grooms, and she started pouring oil out of that vessel. Praise God. Maybe the boys were too scared to look. And finally, maybe she's let out a whore hoop like some of you ladies do when the Lord gets on you. Maybe said, amen, something. And the boy said, what's going on, Mommy? She said, I don't understand. But I poured out of this little pot and I filled a big pot. Glory to God. What are we going to do, Mom? I'm going to fill another one up. Amen. I'm going to fill another one up. Give it to me, boys. They're standing in line and they bring this pot. Fill it up, Mom. And to her amazement, Brother Earl, she filled another one up. Give me another one, boys. And they filled another one up. Hey, God, hey, I come to tell us women are little as much. If God gets in it, hey, amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I tell you what we need. We need the voice of God. We need a move of heaven. We need a move of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
I feel so sorry for Brother Daniel. Don't you tell him I said this. Brother Daniel's been through a lot.
Oh, yeah.
The last several years. He had been through and been through and been through. And I prayed and prayed and prayed for him. He called me up a while back and said, Jason, you know how I would do this. He said, I need you help. I want you to come preach for me. He asked me lots of times. I stay so busy in the summer working. I have time. I don't get in until 5, 6 o'clock. I start 7. It's the time I get a shower. It's hard to make it, you know. I said, Brother Daniel, I'll be there. I'll be there. Amen. I got to pray the Lord gave me a little something to preach. So I went down there and preached on Wednesday night. I went down there and preached on Wednesday night. It's probably been a month or 2 months ago. I ain't sure, but many good times. But I went down there and preached on Wednesday night. And he's bragging on that to me 2 or 3 times since. He said, Jason, you don't know how you helped us. He said, my strongest ones I had left was about to quit. He said, as the strongest people I had left, I'm down to nothing. He said, but as the strongest people I had left, he said, but great God, she got in that altar that night. And she got to help. Her kids got to help. And then to come out of there shouting. He said, she ain't been the same since that night. Amen. Oh, he said, I just kept on hammering. Just kept on preaching. Great God. And he said, he called me the other day. He said, you never believe. He said, about a month ago, on a Wednesday night there, he said, I think there's only 12 of us. On a Wednesday night, I got up and said, the Lord spoke to me this morning and said, if we'll sing with all of our heart, if we'll shout with all of our heart, if we'll worship God like this house was full, he's going to start sending them in, and he's going to start saving. Let me tell you something. God starts with where you are. God starts with what's in your hand. Come on. You don't even get me, preacher. Come in town to have revival. I'll tell you what you need. You need a voice of God. You need the Holy Ghost to come down in a place and stir your heart and get your heart right so you can have revival.
Yes, Lord.
He said, he called me yesterday and he's excited. He's been going out preaching. Amen. Several times. He said, you never believe it, Brother Jason. Yeah, every service. Amen. Somebody's getting touched. Somebody's getting saved. They had four or five get saved in one service the other day. He said, you never believe it. Last Sunday we had, I think, 50 or 55 people in the house. Amen. God can take 12 and multiply it. Amen. I come to tell us, hey, I tell you what you better do. You better get on board with God and get on board with serving God. God's going to use what you've already got.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So they can't bring them to her, Brother Earl. Can't bring her to these vessels. The boys did, I believe. And she fell another one up.
Yeah.
How many did she have? I wish the Bible gave us stuff like this. But it don't. So it's up to us preachers to preach on it how we want. Amen. But I felt like she sold God short. Hallelujah. Woo! I want you to notice this. Before she ever did this, the man of God said, "Borrow not a few. Get all the vessels you can and bring them into the house. Get everyone, Brother George. Don't sell him short. God can do more than what you think He can. God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above. Great God, He can do more than that, David. How much you think He can do? It's more than that. He's bigger than that. That's how much God can do. Amen. I come to tell somebody in this house, don't sell God short, amen. So I don't know. Let's just say for number's sake, we like to think of numbers. Maybe she bought 50 vessels. I do know this, but Terry, she borrowed enough vessels to get out of debt.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. She borrowed enough vessels that God filled them vessels, and it was enough to sell and get her out of debt. And I think it was enough to live on for a while until God provided another way of living. Amen. Oh, God. Let me tell you something. He always provides. He always makes a way. Amen. Hey, God, I feel faith in this house. And I feel like telling somebody, amen, there's no need to worry. There's no need to fret. God's got that much and a little bit more. Amen. Hey, I told you about that story about old Ironside. I told it to a threadbare. Amen. That Dallas Seminary down in Dallas years ago. Amen. They was operating by faith. They was about to have to close down. Amen. A Bible school. And they got in there and they prayed. And they said the last prayer. They said, "Father, thou own the cattle on a thousand hills. And if you want this college to stay open, amen, it's in your hands. It's in your..." I don't know why we feel like that. We feel like when we get to the place and we say, "God, it's in your hands." It's in the right hands when it's in God's hands. Woo! When you get it out of your hands and you get it in God's. God, when the widow woman had it in her hands, she had a big debt. When she had it in her place, amen, there was no way out. But when she got it in God's hands, I said when she got it in the hands of God, amen, that's when God moved, amen.
Yes.
So Ironside and him prayed and said, "Lord, it's in your hands if you want this college to stay open." About that time, they heard a knock way in there. The secretary went running in there. Amen. I left that prayer meeting. Went there and answered the door, Brother Scott. I don't know if you ever heard this, old Ironside. Amen. And so they went in there and opened the door, and there's an old bibbed overall guy. Big old rough burly guy in there stands at the door. And he stands there at the door with a pocket full of money. And he said, hey, I know this may sound strange. He said, but I'm a farmer. Such and so told him he was, told Robassi farm was. He said, I had a good year. Said, the Lord's blessed me. Said, man, I had all kinds of cattle to sell this year. I went down to the cattle market, sold a bunch of cows, and I made a good profit this year. He said, but when I'm driving by this college, he said, ooh, I had a feeling so strong in me to say, come over here and give a certain amount of money. It's a lot of money. Amen. To keep the doors open to that place. Amen. God in heaven. Would y'all need any money? And that old secretary about jerked it out of his hand. Great God. Yes, we, matter of fact, we've been back there praying for money. We're about to have to shut the amen doors of this place down. Amen. Because we needed God to move. They got in there and got to counting that money. And it was the right amount to keep the doors rolling. Come to tell us, God always provides. He always shows up. Amen. When it looks like there ain't no way, when it looks like it's an impossibility, God shows up and He does a miracle on time.
Hallelujah.
Are y'all ready for a little more of this?
Oh yeah.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. Oh, I know this. When they got done, maybe 50 of them, Scotty. I don't know how many, but I know this. When they got done filling them up, when they got done filling them up, I believe that mom looked at them boys while that oil was coming out and said, boy, give me some more vessels. He said, Mom, we ain't got no more. I believe she said, man, I wish I had 5,000. Well, the wine's hot. Amen. Well, the wine's hot. I wish I had another vessel. Amen. Why? Because God would have filled it up. Amen. God would have filled it up. Great God in heaven. The problem tonight, the problem today is not in the source of power. He's still overflowing. David said, my cup runneth over. He's still able to fill the cup up. The problem is our vessels are not empty.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Woo. Listen to me. Bible teaches, amen, that she now had an adequate supply to pay her debt.
Right.
Her two sons would no longer have to be slaves. Amen. The crisis was over. But oh, she had only had some more pans. Only had some more vessels. The miracle ended because she had a shortage of vessels. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. The Bible principle that we don't, amen, we don't face a shortage of supply. Amen. Teaches us that in the work of God, there's no shortage of the supply of God's help. We face a shortage of willing, empty vessels. The book of Exodus reminds us. Amen. I looked it up back there and seen in Exodus 36:6. Amen. When God got ready to build a temple, amen, in the Old Testament, Moses called unto the people, amen, and said, God wants us to build a house of worship, and that's what we're going to do. Remember this verse, Scotty? And the Bible said every morning the people would come with an offering, and they would lay their offering before the Lord. I don't know how many mornings this happened, but it happened enough mornings. That old name I told you the other night, I read it again, Bezalel, which was the builder of the temple. Amen. Got together with another guy, started by the name of A. Amen. And he said, we've got enough to build the house. Amen. We've got enough to go tell Moses. We don't need anything more. We've already got enough to build the house. So Moses stood up, amen, before the people. Wouldn't this be a good problem to have? And he said, folks, don't bring any more offerings. Don't bring anything else. We've got enough to build the house. And he went on down in verse 7. And at the end of it, he said, not only do we have enough, but we've got too much. Amen. I said, we've got too much. Great God, I felt the Holy Ghost right then. I said, I felt the Spirit of God right then. Hey, come on. Not only does God have enough, he's got too much. I said, he's got too. He can reach to the innermost. He can reach to the God. God enough to change your outcome. name right here. Oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
The principle here is simple. God is the source of supply.
Yes, He is.
When we are doing what God's doing, and we present to Him our lives empty of our personal interests, God pours out His provision. So my challenge to you today is, how many of you are willing to empty you out and say, God, I've got an empty vessel. Would you fill it up? Amen. If we would do that at almost 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, we're going to have revival this week. Woo! Amen. Not only will it be enough, but it'll be too much. Amen. More than we can handle if we'll empty our vessels and say, God, I'm not going to hold the bitterness. Hey, God, amen. That's what I felt in my heart while I was praying back there. I felt the Holy Ghost, amen, tell me to tell somebody, empty yourself of bitterness. Amen. You know what bitterness is? Bitterness is of the devil. Amen. Yes, it is. The devil operates through bitterness. Amen. That's why he tried to overthrow God. He was bitter against God. Come on. God doesn't operate with bitterness. God operates through love. Come on. God can wipe us off the face of the map today. He can slay you. Amen. Today. But he's not, they don't operate like that. He's a God of love. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of compassion. Is there any empty vessels in this house that would like the Lord to help you today?
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. I've already preached enough to lay in your lap and see what you're going to do with it.
Right.
But I'm going to go on here. Give me a couple more minutes. His provision would defeat the enemy. His provision will keep you from being a slave. Oh, God. Let me tell you something. Churches, I mentioned this a while back, Brother Tommy mentioned it. I guess there's probably some gap, you know. Who knows exactly how many churches go out of business every year? Somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000. Amen. Churches shut the door, they claim, every year in this country. Oh, God. Amen. I think that's sad.
Yeah.
I'll guarantee you this, there's not a church that shuts the door. Amen. That's fulfilling the plan of God.
That's right.
I'll guarantee you that.
Right.
I don't care if that church has 3 people in it. Right. If they're reaching souls, if they're helping the poor, if they're fulfilling the commission of God, that church ain't going out. Amen. If you want this church to succeed, if you want this church to reach your family, if you want this church to be a beacon in Huntington, West Virginia, we must complete the commission of God. We must go on the highways and byways, amen, and find them vessels and bring them into God. He's got enough, Brother Scotty. Amen. Not only to save them, he's got enough to bring them in and change their lives and clean them up and make children of God out of them.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you, I'm not worried about cleaning folks up anymore. I really ain't.
Bless him, Lord.
Because let me tell you something. I feel like we in the Holiness Church have probably had the cart before the horse for a lot of years, and we've had this wrong. We're worried about getting folks cleaned up before we ever get them saved.
Come on. Yeah,
you're right. Yeah,
bless him. Let me tell you something. If you get saved and you get the God of heaven living in your heart, cleaning up's the least of my worries. We ain't gonna keep you out of the altars. Come on now. You treat, amen, adults. You ain't got right. You don't love your pastor. Amen. You don't love everybody when you get God in your heart. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. I said, I feel God in this house right here today. Oh, amen. It's the least of my worries. Amen. About great God getting them cleaned up. What I worry about is getting God in their heart. Get an empty vessel in an altar and let God work on it. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
You're all right, Brooke.
Hallelujah.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Amen.
Jesus.
Elisha told this with a woman to find vessels abroad. Amen. What if she'd have brought back more vessels? What if she'd have brought back some vessels with dirt in them, debris in them, maybe half full?
Yeah.
They wouldn't have got filled.
Come on.
Because God don't fill. Amen. Non-empty vessels.
Come on.
Woo. That's why when a person gets saved, Brother Scotty, he's got to empty himself out of the equation and say, oh, God, forgive me, a sinner. Forgive me, an old wretch that I am. Hey, man, I've been an old wretch. I haven't been the one I got. You got to empty you out. Amen. If you want to put him in.
Amen.
Listen to me here. I know this is a pet peeve of mine. I preach this a lot. Today's generation, they don't want to get me out of it. They just want to add Jesus to me. That's this generation for you. They don't know nothing about repentance. They don't know nothing about turning around and walking away from sin. They think they can add Jesus to their life. And all you're doing is just creating chaos and creating a mess. You got to get you out of the way and say, God, I'm an empty vessel and I need to be filled.
Yes, Jesus, yes, sir.
Fill my cup, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's all right, preacher.
Thank you.
I wish I had about 15 more minutes.
Come on, brother.
Will God pour His Holy Ghost and provision into a half full or a dirty vessel?
No.
Ain't gonna do it. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. Give me a few more minutes here. He ain't gonna do it.
Right.
Woo. We pray as David prayed. Cleanse me, O God. Paul told us that Christ's life within us was a treasure in an earthen vessel.
Right.
When Jesus gets inside of you, it's a treasure in an earthen vessel. When Jesus gets inside of me, I will live right because He is in my heart. When Jesus gets in, amen, my heart, I'll treat people right. I'll talk right. I'll walk right. I'll dress right. I'll look right. I'll act right. I'll worship right. Hey, God. Amen. I come to tell us right here today, we need to empty our vessel and let Him fill it. Amen.
Yes.
Bring in the empty vessels. Listen to me. He'll keep pouring the oil in. The Lord said, I'll fill it. Amen. Borrow vessels and borrow vessels, not a few. Think in terms of the need and not the source. A lot of times we look at the source and say, well, we can't do this because we ain't got what we need. But we don't need to look, amen, at that, because He's got that part covered.
Yeah.
Brother Tommy, He ain't never lost no power.
Right.
Woo!
Right.
Since we told that illustration that time, it's always stuck with me. Amen. I've even done a little research on it. Amen. Brother Sheffy there can go out there and donate his blood or donate his plasma, which is a blood product. Amen. And through the transfusion process, between him donating it, going in the machine, that machine spins off a lot of the impurities out of that, and they get that blood ready, and then when somebody needs it, they put it in them.
Yeah.
But did you know that blood loses quite a bit? I forget the percentage. It's a big percentage that blood loses of its strength, of its power. But did you know Jesus' blood, over 2,000 years later, hasn't lost one degree of His power? Woo! He hasn't lost one degree, amen, of the power that's in that blood. Hey, God, I believe there's enough power in the blood of Jesus to save a million folks if they would call on Him this very minute. Amen. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. I come to tell us, we hear a lot of people talk about burnout. Amen. Oh, burnout. Hey, you don't need to get burnt out. You need to get emptied out. Come on. Will God fill us up again? I come to tell you, God will fill us again.
Yeah.
The widow did everything Elisha asked of her. She got every vessel that her neighbors could spare. Amen. Oh, well, now I ask you, had she known that her pot of oil would have been unfailing as long as there was empty vessels to fill, she would have got every pot in town.
Yeah.
Amen. And said, come, I've got an unlimited supply. How much much more should you and I go into the four corners of the world. Come, I found something, amen, that ain't never ran dry. Hey God, I found the one that rains manna, amen, out of heaven, and it's enough to feed his people. Hey God, I looked at my Thompson chain, amen. Hey God, I tell you, I almost shouted, I ain't got the voice, nor do I have the time, maybe another day. But great God, it was reference after reference after reference after reference. Amen. One of the Thompson chain references there was the unlimited supply of God. Amen. Let me tell you something. He rained heaven, manna out of heaven, enough to feed millions of the children of Israel in the wilderness. Amen. Moses touched the staff on the rock. Amen. And there was unlimited supply of water that gushed out. Great God. Amen. I come to tell us, Numbers 11:31, and God gave them quail. They got bitter against God, and they got to grumbling and griping. We ain't got no meat to eat. And he caused the wind to stir up, and he dropped enough quail, amen, on the fields, that the Bible said the children of Israel went out at the day, and they gathered quail all the day and all that night. I come to tell us, he's got an unlimited supply. Hey, I feel like shouting in this house. He's got enough. I said he's got enough to meet your need today. Judges 15:19. God clave a hollow place out in the jaw, and the water came out, and it was enough. Woo! 1 Kings 17:6. God's prophet, the man of God, got hungry, and he fed him, amen, flesh and meat in the bread and flesh in the morning, amen, and bread and meat in the evening. And not only did he do a miracle, he sent a raven to do it, which was a meat-eating bird. He said, hey, raven, I've got an old preacher down there, and he's got a need, and I'm going to send a flesh-eating bird to send him lunch morning and evening. Great God in heaven, I said, I feel the third person of the Godhead rising up in my heart. He's got enough to meet your name.
Glory to God.
Woo! Blessing, Lord.
Glory to God.
Peter fished all night long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blessing.
And he never caught a fish.
Yeah.
He's about to quit. Not only was he about to quit, naturally speaking, he was spiritually about to quit.
Yeah.
He was in a low place, Brother George.
Yes, he was.
And the Bible said he fished all night long. And they looked, and they thought it was a spirit, but it was the Lord. Woo. Guess what happened? Jesus finally come over and said, Peter, I'll tell you what you need to do. It's like me telling Brother George how to catch fish. He would catch a fish before I was ever even born, much less when I was in diapers. Amen. So I can't tell Brother George how to catch fish. But I tell you, Peter was a professional fisherman. If anybody knew how to catch a fish, Peter knew how to catch fish.
Yeah.
Did you know God knows more than you know?
That's right.
Good. Come on.
He always does.
Oh, amen.
Wow. He said, Peter, I'll tell you your problem, son. He said, you're fishing on the wrong side of the boat. Man, oh man. I tell you, that ain't enough to make a fisherman mad. But I tell you, Peter knew it was the Lord.
Amen.
He said, Lord, I fished all night long. Woo! Nevertheless, at thy word, what was he saying? I'm emptying Peter out. I'm an empty vessel. Peter's fished all night, and I ain't caught a fish. But thank God, at your word, Lord, I'll cast my net on the other side. And the Bible said that there was a great, amen, catch of fishes. It's a great that it broke the net. He couldn't get them all in. Come to tell us, he's got more than enough. I said he's got more than enough to meet your need.
Yes.
Woo. I can preach this all day long. I love this.
Glory to God.
Matthew 14, read it.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm talking about endless supply.
Right.
I'm talking about empty vessels that God can fill.
Bless him, Lord.
The disciples came to the Lord and said, Lord, look at this great multitude. 5,000 men besides women and children.
Right.
So if every man had a wife, there's 10, they had two kids, that's 20. So possibly 20, some say as high as 25,000 people gathered in this field, listen to Jesus preach.
Yeah.
Man, he's having revival, wasn't he? Woo. Hallelujah. Well, he got time to eat. He got time to get out. Disciples said, we're hungry, Lord. Let's send them away. He said, if we had sent them out now, I don't know if they could get back to town by dark to find something to eat. Let's send them away. That sounds like us disciples, don't it?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Jesus, I love this. I preached this one time. Jesus said, send ye them not away. Don't send them away.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever you do, keep them here. Keep them here. I'm enough. Oh, God. I'm enough. Oh, I feel like telling somebody in my closing remarks, he's enough. You don't need to go away. You don't need to go somewhere else. You don't need to find another fountain. He's enough.
So he said, Lord, what are we going to do? He said, what do we have? Once again, what do you got, widow woman? I got a vessel of oil. That's all I got.
That's enough.
Thank you, Lord.
What do you got, Moses? I got a rod. That's enough. My God in heaven. What do you got, disciples? Well, we got two fish and we got five loaves. That's enough.
Yeah.
I come to tell somebody, whatever is in the presence of God is enough for God to move. Amen. It's enough. Oh, it's enough. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. I said it's enough.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I'm off priest. I gotta quit. Here's my story and I'm done. So Jesus said, sit them down in companies. He set them down, company. Kind of like he did them vessels.
Yeah, sure did.
But God always moves in order. You go to a church that's out of order, and it's just chaos, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
People get upset at us and say, you Pentecostal people, I ain't going to go. They think we're chaotic and out of order. We're not chaotic and out of order.
No.
When the Holy Ghost moves, he always moves in order.
Yes, right.
He'll never move out of order. The Holy Ghost
moves. Right.
You might, people might, but the Holy Ghost don't.
That's right.
All right, so you put them in companies. He's creating order. God always has order.
That's right.
And if they're this company, and they got done, Brother George, and the basket still had bread in it.
Yeah.
And the fish and the hush puppies were still full.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they were low on fish. That basket, it was still full.
Yeah.
Well, let's take it on over here to the next one. Woo! They passed that through that company. Everybody got them a hush puppy, some fish. They got done that company. Still had a full basket.
Woo. Thank you, Lord.
Don't that sound familiar? I tell you, you can find that from Genesis to Revelation. God always has enough.
Right.
They got done, Brother Tommy, and they finished with more than they started with. Isn't that just like God? Stand with me in this house. Stand with me in this house. I preach to you in my heart. I sure would like to have revival this week, Brother Rob. I've been praying for revival. We need revival. How many believe we need revival? Oh, God. Now let's get a little closer than that. How many raise a hand and say, we don't need revival? I need revival.
Thanks.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
I need revival.
Thank you, mighty God.
I need revival. Preach to my heart here. Preach to my heart.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel heaven here today. Is there anybody that says I want to empty out? Let him fill me in. There's plenty of room up here. There's room for 10 or 12 in this altar, 10 or 12 on these front seats. We need somebody that's hungry and say, God, I want to empty me out. I want to put you in. It's your turn. Come on, come on. Anybody want to have a move?
Hallelujah.
You want to have a move, God? Oh,
my blessed God.
You want to have a move, God?
Don't have to be. Yeah.